June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's hour 5 of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. The names just keep streaming in here from that last LA Live topic, and some of these are incredible. You guys are very creative. All right, it's time now, though, for a proper round tripper. Rangers off tonight. They'll be back at it tomorrow night in Minnesota. Pregame tomorrow night at this time, 6 o'clock, because they'll look for their third win in a row. Here's Wolchuk. Take us around the bases.
All right, boys. You ready for some chicken soup for your Rangers soul right now?
Yeah.
66 games. Okay, Rangers are 31-35. Now, there was another team that was 31-35 through 66 games.
Would that be the 2011 Rangers? No, the 2016 Rangers?
Take you back to 2019. The Washington Nationals started 31-35 through 66 games.
And then what happened?
They went on to win the World Series. And well, the Rangers have a member of that team on their rotation right now in Patrick Corbin, and he was asked about this and says, hey, kind of has a similar feel to it. We weren't getting wins, but guys showed up to the field every day. They worked hard, and that's what it feels like here. And this Rangers offense, it is pitching is historically damn good right now. I mean, my goodness, just to put it into context, it is the best starting rotation the Rangers have ever had in the history of their damn franchise right now. And yesterday, it's a bullpen day, and what's Jacob Lantz do? Are he just going to go out there and go 3 1/3 with 7 Ks? Are you freaking kidding me? So, yeah. All you need is the bats to come around. And just a couple of weeks ago, we were looking at our guy Marcus Semien, and we're thinking, my Lord, is it time? Has Father Time just gone ahead and robbed us of the greatness that was Marcus? It was the worst 56-game stretch of his entire career. Well, you just look up here now, what, 2 weeks later, it's the best 9-game stretch of his career.
Let's go, dude.
15 for 29, 3 homers, 5 walks in his last 9. So, yeah, bye-bye 56-game really bad stretch where everybody, including myself, I was jumping off the bandwagon. I'm like, my God, no, Marcus, I don't think it's coming around, bro. Well, guess what? He looked at me and he said, go F yourself, Wooly. Yeah. I'm back and I'm better than ever. And I'm so happy he did it. I am so happy he's
too.
Done this.
You guys locked eyes when he said it.
Yeah. I think that's what changed it for him. Nice job, Wolchuk.
Hey, whatever I can do to just help the cause. Next one up, Corey Seager. The hell are you, MVP? We need you, buddy. Eventually, he's going to come around. Wyatt Langford's in a bit of a rut. You know that rest day. That was exactly what the doctor ordered for him. The burger man's back. He's red hot right now. All we really need, you just get 4 guys. Can we get 4 guys clicking? All right. Right now, it's been like maybe 1 or 2. I'm not even going to go all 9. Hell, I'm not going to go 7 out of 9. Just give me 4. Just give me 4 hot bats at the same time. Each of them gets a run a game. If I can get 4, maybe 5, can I be a little greedy and ask for 5?
Pick your 4.
This team ain't losing.
Pick your 4.
They're not losing. The 4 guys to get hot?
Yeah.
Seager, I want Semien to stay hot. I do like what Berger's doing. The other guy? Wyatt
Langford.
Yep.
No question.
If I can get those 4 ready to rock, and then maybe a sprinkle dinkle of Adolis Garcia every now and then, just when he's feeling a little pesky. Boom. This team's going to do it, boys. This team's going to do it.
You're back, Wolchuk.
This American League's down.
I love it.
They're not that good.
Welcome back.
And, yeah, all it takes is just a little bit of 31-36 juju that I saw there, and I think that this division is it's going to be pretty stinky for the entirety of the season. This thing's definitely right there to just be grab the bull by the horns. I think we're going to be fine. I think we're going to be good to go.
Yeah, I like what you're doing right there. I think this has been one of the worst stretches of offensive baseball compared to expectation that I've ever seen this team play. It's been laughable. I guess their pattern is they'll get shut out tomorrow, and maybe if that happens, then we'll have to be rethinking this stuff. But I think you're dead on, you know. And now that Marcus Semien is hitting, I think we're going to see that for at least two, maybe three or four months. And I don't think it's a coincidence at all that as he's heated back up, you've had a lot better results here for the last 10 days.
Absolutely. And you're right, 2-on-4. How could I forget my guy, the Jungle Cat? I mean, maybe I just replace Wyatt with the Jungle Cat. You got so many options. That's why it's going to happen. You're going to get four guys that are just going to be sizzling. And then we're off and running.
I think Berger's there now. You know,
he is.
And we saw him really struggle to start off the season, but we saw in spring training how he can get on fire and just start launching tanks. And he is absolutely, you know, one of the few Rangers with the arrow trending massively up. But with this pitching staff right now, they're going to stay in the thick of things.
Filthy good, filthy good. And Tyler Mahle, who second best ERA on the club. I think he's got the seventh best ERA in all of Major League Baseball. He's on the bump tomorrow.
I mean, just think about this, Wolchek. As things return to normal and this team gets healthy, you're going to have players at their right positions. If they had just not screwed up one of the easiest things for a pro ball player to do, covering first, you know, if they just had a different player in there at that time, you could be 500 right now.
Yeah.
You'd have easily. You deserve to be 33-33 if it wasn't for the two worst choke jobs we've seen all year back-to-back.
Here, here. Let's get Rangers positive. The Yankees-Red Sox rivalry is kind of faded over the last few years. Like, still a fun rivalry, but, man, that thing was in its peak. Like, during the, hey, we're snapping the curse for the Red Sox. Now it's like, yeah, whatever. Yankees-Red Sox are playing. And I thought Boston would be pretty good this year. They've really underwhelmed. But they got this rookie righty, Hunter Dobbins. We talked about this on BetMGM yesterday. Now, he did grow up a lifelong Red Sox fan. He is from the state of Texas, though. But for whatever reason, he just jumped on the Red Sox bandwagon. So the Boston Herald's interviewing him ahead of his first ever start against the Yankees. They were on Sunday Night Baseball last night. And he says, I'd rather retire than play for the Yankees if they were the last team and they were to offer him a contract. He just wouldn't play baseball again. He hates the Yankees so much. Well, unfortunately, a few hours later, Aaron Judge saw a 98-mile-per-hour fastball.
Two of them off him?
Just went ahead and said, yep, there's 436 feet, 108 miles per hour later to right center. Yep, went ahead and hit another homer off of him. I like this. I'm totally down to spark the rivalry, but it's also a little bit of humble pie there, and I don't think I'd want to give Aaron Judge any more fuel to the fire.
I agree with you. I do think this is funny. I don't believe him when he says it, but I do respect it, just the deep sports fan in him. And trying to sort of reignite this rivalry, I think a lot of Yankees fans would say right now it's the Mets, especially after the Juan Soto stuff that has taken place. It's like maybe that's the bigger rival. But I do dig this, and I did assume when seeing that Aaron Judge and company were going to have their way with him. But did he end up getting the win? I feel like he ended up pitching like... He gave up three runs, but Boston won the game, and I think he was actually credited with the win. So it ends up being a win for him. Judge is going to run you up a little bit. Of course he is. But pretty sure this dude ended up getting the win here.
Yeah, 11-7, the Red Sox got the victory there.
They got their offense going, and he does get credited with the win, so good for him. But, yeah, that is pretty dang funny. I think Boone was asked about it before the game, and he was just like, yeah, well, he's young.
Yeah. So. He's young. It's a learning experience. Now, Clayton Kershaw's not young.
No.
Local legend, Highland Park.
Got him a win.
He did. So he had seven strikeouts, 7-3.
Since last August, I think.
They get the win over St. Louis. This was yesterday. He had five scoreless innings. Yeah. Now, pregame, okay, this is Dodgers in St. Louis. Pregame, as Clayton Kershaw's getting ready for the start, the St. Louis Cardinals decided they wanted to play a throwback video of Matt Adams' go-ahead three-run homer in Game 4 of the 2014 NLDS, which was hit off Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah.
That homer ultimately clinched the series for the Cardinals, and they beat the Dodgers 3-2 to advance the NLCS. They played this on a loop several minutes before the starting lineups were announced.
I love that.
So Kershaw's just seeing this over and over and over again, and then he goes out and deals seven scoreless, 7 Ks, they get the 7-3 victory, Afterwards, he said, quote, "I think it's a little bush league, but I don't expect anything less from these guys. So it's no worries." But fair or foul, do we like, because I'm with you. I like what the Cardinals did here. I think this is funny. I'm all for a good troll job. But I guess the counter could be like, do you really want to try and add some more fuel to a guy like Clayton Kershaw before he's about to take the mound?
I hadn't thought of that. I was just thinking about how, you know, baseball is so sensitive, you know?
I know. Like, and I'm surprised. Bush league. How dare that?
I mean, this would be like a Longhorns fan whining and belly aching about horns down, you know? Oh. So I'm surprised that Kershaw would do that, being the strong native Texan. I don't know. Maybe he's been out in California for too long. Yeah. Gotten too sensitive.
A little too sensey.
Feels that way. Calling that Bush League, like, that's something you just laugh at and you're like, yeah, and I made him pay for it.
Right.
Yeah. This is fun. It honestly fired me up. I'm glad they did it.
I think it's hilarious.
I just freaking went 7 scoreless.
Yeah.
There might be like the ins and outs of baseball and you're just not supposed to do that it's so shocking that a team would kind of break that protocol of, we're not going to disrespect you, don't disrespect us. So I kind of get it, but that's an indictment on baseball as a sport that takes itself too seriously in general. Yes.
I do love him lashing out at St. Louis though, because those fans are, they think that
I'd expect nothing
feel like
less.
They invented baseball.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, I can't stand the Cardinals.
Did you see any of the highlights of the game?
No.
Him pitching? It's one of those games where it was like super hot, and he was like, he was melting out there. Like, when he pitches, he's just like,
oh, he's covered.
His uniform is, he's got gray uniform.
Oh, that's just the worst one, too.
And he's out there just, and he's like a big sweater dude anyway.
Oh, man.
But he's out there and he's battling, and it's that heat in St. Louis. He's just out there melting away. But it's just kind of one of those looks this time of year you get. Like last night, LSU was playing, got the College World Series.
Now we get LSU in Arkansas.
Yeah, but they're playing in Baton Rouge, and these players, I mean, the pitcher for West Virginia, like, he threw like 60 something pitches in 2 innings. He had to come out because he got sick.
I'd be nauseated too.
Heat exhaustion.
Oh, that happened a lot this weekend in Texas, because
came out of the game, he couldn't,
95, like, and humid.
Yeah, he was like, I'm surprised he didn't take a tumble like me in the Avis parking lot.
Yeah, that's scary. That is scary. Well, speaking of taking a tumble, we also had a moment this weekend where Miami Marlins starter Ryan Weathers, he ended up pitching 3 innings after this, okay? But right before the game, it's the final warm-up pitch before the bottom of the first inning.
Oh,
and his catcher, Nick Fortes, just drills him in the head. Like, he's trying to throw the long toss,
he's trying to throw the ball back to him.
He's throwing to second base.
Throwing to second base.
Ryan Weathers turns around, and it just nails him in the back of the head.
Yeah.
And now he hits the turf, and he's down. It knocked his cap off. Trainers come out there. Everyone's like, oh, my God, is this okay? He threw 57 pitches. He ended up giving up 4 runs. 3 of them were earned on 3 hits and a walk. Team said he's going to undergo further evaluation. But, hey, at least he was able to go back out there and pitch. But it's just, hey, friendly fire. You know, your catcher's just trying to lob this thing back over, and he just drills his own pitcher in the head. It was actually quite funny now that he's okay.
The visual's hilarious, the slow-mo of it. He's just amazing. He's walking off. He's feeling good. He's ready to rock and roll, and then boom, right there in the head.
But just nailed him.
I think he had like a perfect inning to start the game, so he was fine, but that is hilarious.
For him.
How do you repay your teammate after something like that?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Like,
do you
get to
throw a ball at his head?
I'm buying dinner. Probably buying dinner.
Throw it about 57 feet in front of the plate.
Yeah.
A little cup check.
Okay. All right. We're going straight for the gonads here.
Yeah.
That's how we're playing this
Block
one.
This one. Yeah.
Wander Franco's back in the news, fellas.
Uh-oh. On trial?
You remember Wander?
Yeah. Is he on trial?
Yeah, he's in the Dominican Republic. No, he's not. Well, he should be on trial, but now he's going to have more issues. So he is on trial. That includes the sexual abuse of a minor.
Yeah.
But now he was just arrested again and charged with illegal possession of a handgun, according to prosecutors.
Yeah.
So it just gets bad to worse. I mean, he's still just 24 years old. It's crazy. Like, this is one of the guys that was supposed to be one of the faces of Major League Baseball. And then you have just what is a shocking story that comes out about him in the Dominican Republic. He kicked out of Major League Baseball, but he just can't keep himself out of trouble. This guy. Unreal.
The Murray Racers are off to a good start against Duke in their game tonight.
Oh, it's just the other side of the Super Regional?
Yeah, this is...
How's Murray State so good?
I'll tell you what, Murray State...
It is a random team, the Shockers.
Murray State scored 19 runs last night.
Yeah, they're amazing. They scored 19 runs.
Yeah,
they must have some alumni who just has a bag and wants to see him win.
I think they got a bunch of just kind of like try hard dudes, but man,
This is all try-hard grassroots stuff, Brian?
I'm not going to act like I know about Murray State.
Do you know where Murray State is?
Kentucky.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Who didn't know that? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
They're so damn good at basketball.
Well, they're known as the Racers.
The Racers?
Yeah. So Murray, yeah, but they've got
the Shockers.
They are about to, if they beat Duke tonight.
We had a team make Wichita a run in the
State.
Tournament.
Wichita State.
That's who I was thinking of. Yeah, Wichita State, the Murray State Racers.
The Racers here are, if they win this game tonight against Duke, they were like Duke had a record crowd the other day.
Mm, yeah.
Like for, we can do this.
Let's throw up the shocker to the camera. Sign, just for fun.
Yeah. They had a record crowd at Duke.
Two in the pink, one in the stink. Yeah.
2,300 and something, you know.
Yeah.
One of those deals.
A lot of passion.
Yeah. It's too.
A lot of passion.
You see, I mean, we're in Arkansas.
A lot of talent in those bodies. Yeah, I mean,
I'm ready for the Jello Shots competition, though. I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to want LSU there.
Yeah. Especially if Murray State's there. You're going to have to
offset it. They got LSU. LSU's going to dominate
this.
When's
game one against Arkansas?
The 12th or the 13th.
Okay. This is going to be fun. Yeah. I know Tim in Carthage. Yeah, he's pulling hard for the Razorbacks as well. He's probably going to.
Arkansas might win this thing.
They have had some bad luck in these finals, but they're due. I mean, yesterday they were letting Tennessee know all about it. You had the pitcher yesterday that was just MFing like the entire dugout yesterday of the Volunteers. It was crazy.
LSU took two or three of them this year, though.
When they played in the regular season?
When they came in.
There we go. It's going to be a fun matchup. Yeah. All right, so MLB.com put out the trade chip for every team. AL West, you look at your Texas Rangers. Seems like, the secret's out. It's Tyler Mahle. Kennedy Landry, our friend, LSU Tiger, go Tigers. She's the one that wrote this, and she does say Tyler Mahle, if indeed the Rangers will be buyers or sellers, we don't know. But either way, he would probably be the one that would give the club, one, a chance to replenish the farm or to go and acquire another big league bat to help their offense out. So we'll see if they end up moving on from Mahle. Maybe the pitching is just so damn good they don't want to go ahead and mess with it right now.
My GM buddy, remember he was telling us that it wasn't going to be that much for Mahle? So we'll see.
So all it takes is one other team.
I hope Kenny's right.
All it takes is one other team. Yeah.
We got all these great pitchers. Every time you see pitchers get traded, they're getting the team's getting the haul. All of a sudden, nobody wants DeGrom. Nobody wants
Mahle. Yeah, you don't want a guy with a 2 ERA?
Yeah.
Sure. They want him.
Yeah, I think the opportunity is big time right there with Mahle and Gray, though. That's the perfect in-between buying and selling and giving yourself a chance to remake. Because, you know, CY has kind of given up on being a great offense. Last 2 weeks he said, you know, we're not the offense we envisioned, but can we at least be average?
Yeah, can we?
I think that's a fair question.
Did you seriously ask him about trading DeGrom?
I did, yeah.
You asked that question?
Yeah, you can go back with the Odyssey app. I try to do it cleverly.
You did
ask it without asking, and
then he kind of just threw it out there.
Yeah,
like he's like, where you were going.
You talk about trading DeGrom? No way we do that. He thinks DeGrom and Eovaldi is their core pitchers, and as long as they have those two guys, then they believe their window is open and they have no intentions of considering trading either. Okay, Tech's very alive with some baseball interaction. Thanks to Chief having my back here. 817 is going after me. I just want to say this.
What happened? Okay. What did 817 say?
Nothing. But, you know,
they called him a little B word, P word, loser, A word.
They called you a P word?
I mean, all that. All that. It's constant. So I would just like to say to all the texters that want to troll me or insult me, I get it. Okay. And you know, maybe, but I would just think if you want to insult me, I can assure you that it doesn't bother me that much. But wouldn't it be better if you told me what the issue is with my take? Right, because I want to learn. I want to learn why. But, so when you just insult me, I assume that you can't articulate it. That's what I assume. I assume you're mad at me because of something I said, and you can't like debunk me. So you just insult me.
So you just go, sheesh, that guy's an idiot.
Man, I don't agree with that, so he must be stupid. Please explain to me why I'm wrong so I can be right next time. You know, that's what I want at 877-881-1053. Appreciate all the interactions. Sports Hodgepodge coming up next, buddy. Where are you taking?
Yes, among other things, we have a filthy crash out you don't want to miss next to the name.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, buddy, it's Hodgepodge with the Chief, brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214-817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Salute to everybody on the text, by the way, that gave me a pep talk after the 817 was very abusive with me in that last segment. But we're going to have fun right here. It's time for a sports hodgepodge. Here's the Chief.
Yeah, we got some clips to get to. I did want to acknowledge what the new NIL stuff and the college football. And did you guys see that the NCAA video game can allow you to make more money for your program?
Absolutely.
Apparently, like the more that each team gets played with, in the video game, that team will receive X amount of more dollars than the rest of the country, basically. So the more you play the college football NCAA video game, EA Sports, it's in the game. You play that with your team as many times as possible because they will end up getting more money because more people played with that team. Like it's a weird kind of deal.
It's wild. Okay. So like if your user plays, let's say with LSU 700 million times, LSU's going to get $5 million.
Nice.
That's going to get the console fired up.
Dude, I was going to say, we're going to be running up numbers. You're going to have all sorts of people that never even would have imagined they would be playing video games, allocating time to play.
Yeah, we got bot farms. We're going to have play farms now. What's going on?
Yeah. Can I just start a game and play like the first quarter and then quit the game and it counts as the full allotment? Like I played with that team. I wonder what sort of the nuts and bolts of
how
it
you
are.
Can game that thing.
Yeah, what
if
are the
you're
loopholes?
A school, do I now hire somebody? I have an entire department and their entire thing is you're just going to play with our team and we're going to try and rack up as much money as possible.
What a gig that would be, huh?
Yeah, I like the model. Basically, we're going to take the money from like the PlayStation Network or the Xbox Live Network that you're paying every month to be able to do this. Obviously, we're taking some for overhead, some for profit, but we're going to revenue share with the universities that, you know, these gamers want to play with. So them playing is actually going to make their university more money. I love it. You know, it's kind of like Twitter, where if you subscribe to the premium deal, the revenue you make is a percentage of all the engagement you get from other premium accounts. And, you know, it's real interesting how kind of like the community can share in the responsibility of keeping that thing going and then profit from it. That's like decentralized glory, if you ask me, Chief.
Well, I want to play this sound. This comes from the world of baseball. We get to drink the tears of Phillies fans right now.
Love that.
Now, this is a team that, keep in mind, is 9 games over 500. They're in the playoffs if we were in playoffs today.
Well, they went on a hell of a streak, and now things have just
lost 5 straight, I believe,
out.
Right?
Well, yeah. They just got swept by the Pirates, yeah. So that's never a good look. Yikes. And I believe they've lost 9 of their last 10 games. Yeah. So they're down pretty bad. And the Mets were trailing in the division. Now all of a sudden they have like a 3.5 game lead in a matter of 2 weeks. They go from trailing in the division to having a nice little lead there in it. So
yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
Definitely not a great time to be a Phillies fan in the moment. And so I take you to the Broads Media podcast where they're talking Phillies and they take calls. This sounds like a grown man, and he's literally being brought to tears about this Phillies team.
It's utterly disgusting, and this is why I miss 2008 so much. I just can't do this anymore, bro. This is like the worst. I just can't with this team anymore, man. You made me mad. We just lost to the Pirates. They're saying on Twitter, they own us. They run Pennsylvania. We gotta get our shit together, bro. Yeah. This is outrageous. This is bullshit, bro. Fuck this, dog.
We gotta get our ass together, bro.
This is outrageous. You can hear him fighting back his tears trying to.
Oh, no, he was crying.
He is down bad right now.
Okay, so what's the last time you were this down bad about a loss that maybe you would have lost emotional control in a podcast call in?
1981.
The catch.
Mm-hmm. Catch is the only time that I've, like, as a fan, that I've ever cried in a game, like at the end of it, because that team should have been in the Super Bowl. And that's at that point, I mean, I was almost, I was a junior in high school kind of a thing. I mean, that's how long ago it was.
16, 17 years old.
Yeah, but that.
Take the wind out of your sails.
That was tough. That one was, and from that point on, though, I've just been a part of a lot of bad losses, but that was the one that tore me up the worst.
I'll never forget it. We were at the Fan Sports Lounge in 2011 when the Rangers had the Cards beat, and they went up again on the Josh Hamilton home run. And this Tolo, she was on the other side of the glass crying, rejoicing. And then the things turned, and she was crying, you know, in the other way. And that hurt, you know, but we still came back with Game 7 with our goggles and, you know, hope for the best. It wasn't meant to be that night. Mm. So that's unfortunate. I don't know. I don't get sad over losses, though. I just get mad and disappointed.
Yeah, I think the sad one, I mean, probably the Dez catch in 2014.
Gut-wrenching.
And then after that, I'm like, yeah, I'm kind of used to this now. I mean, now it's just anger.
I was about to say, the anger of the Packers.
Yeah, all any of the Packers losses. I mean, hell, the Niners losses. Like, it's just anger. But, like, in terms of legit, I felt like I might cry. I felt like we were robbed.
Dude, I wanted to cry over the weekend. I was digging through old Cowboys videos, and I found Dez Bryant, you know, the sideline. And I think Lucius has talked about this before, not only in the aftermath of the game when he was like, I just can't believe it. I've never seen anything in this in my life, but the mic'd up. He's talking to the linesman.
I took 3 steps.
Saying, I was reaching for the goal line, you know? Yeah. And it's like, you could just hear the despondency in his voice.
I standing right there and watching Dez talk to the the line judge got it right. The guy marked the ball as a catch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he did the right thing. And so when we were, and then that's when Hellman, like I always tell the story, Hellman looked at me and goes, they're going to challenge us, and it's not going to be a catch. And that's when I grabbed Dave by the collar of his. I just grabbed him. I'm like, what are you saying? You know, like that. He's like, I'm just telling you, it's not going to be a catch. Mm-hmm. I'm like, But, I mean, it was, but the line judge right there with Des, he marked it as a catch.
Mm-hmm. It was just such a failure when the Calvin Johnson thing happened that kind of planted that seed maybe these aren't catches. And then the referee went through it. Now, of course, it would be a catch because they put that definition of the football move in there.
Yeah. Okay.
One of the prettiest catches I've ever seen in my life. Seriously.
Yeah.
Standing 10 feet away when that ball went in the air and it came down. And I looked, he had Sam Shields like underneath him. I didn't know how he made this catch. It is one of the best catches I've ever seen in my life of a ball of that magnitude of a game.
Yeah.
That didn't get called what it should have been. The right call was it was a catch. And for the magnitude of that particular play and that point of the time of the game, I've never seen a play that good.
What about George Pickens in the end zone against Washington or Atlanta?
Great catches, but magnitude of a game.
Magnitude. I mean,
fourth and two, and literally, I'm watching Cole Beasley drag, thinking he's going to hit Beasley for the first, and Beasley's going to run for like
that ball went up, and I yelled, "What are we doing?"
Yeah,
because where me, Hellman, Shannon Gross, Nick Eatman were standing, like the ball flew right at us. Like you could see like the snap and now the ball, and I see Beasley, and then the ball just shoots over the top, and then I'm looking, and that's where I see Dez.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting there like, oh my gosh, he's going to try and make this throw. And I could say Sam Shields was in terrible position. I mean, Dez was just eating him up. And to go up and get that ball at a high point and bring it down the way, and then extend it to try and score. If Dez would have just caught the ball and just gone down, it just shows you what kind of a player that Dez was. He's catching the ball, contorting, and thinking, how do I get it to the pylon?
Absolutely.
That's what he was thinking about. He wasn't thinking about just making the catch.
I've already landed.
He was thinking about scoring right there.
But you know what's funny about the decision to throw Chief? And I know this is your segment. Sorry.
No, it's fine.
Fascinating interlude.
This is great.
We watched Enigma, the Aaron Rodgers story. Mm-hmm. And a point in that he was talking about, it's all probabilities. I look around the field. I see a percentage chance of completing this. He says, the back shoulder go, that's a 30% chance. Yeah. And he was saying he was blessed early in his career to have James Jones, who got him at above 50%.
Yeah.
I don't know what the number was with Dez. 45, 50, 55, somewhere in there. At best. It's at best a coin flip. Mm-hmm. And you're throwing that for the game to give the ball back to Aaron Rodgers potentially with 4 minutes to go?
Year, he was the best receiver in football.
He was.
He was just.
It was.
Your guy a chance.
The way that.
The throw?
I thought the ball's on that play. It worked.
But if you score, you're giving the ball back to Aaron Rodgers with 4 minutes to go. We want to go to Beasley and keep the clock running.
Yeah, but they would have been at the one.
Yeah. They could have used some clock. The thing about it was, I thought he was going to hit Beasley and try and just move the ball and just kill time. But no, I mean it was one of the like I said, the ballsiest throws I've ever seen in my life.
Absolutely.
To try and make that happen. But the thing about it was Aaron Rodgers was playing on one leg.
Yeah, he had a calf.
He had a calf, and they couldn't get him on the ground.
Yeah,
they couldn't even tackle him. And I mean, because I watched the whole game down on the field. That's when Nick Eatman said, "Oh, you won't do that. I'm gonna watch." But I bundled up and went down. But it was so cool to be down there on the field while all that was going on. But it just was like the DeMarco Murray fumble. What a backbreaking play that was.
The Julius Peppers. Yeah.
Julius Peppers. I mean, just Julius Peppers just kind of reaches in there and knocks it. And you're like, God, that game had so many twists and turns to it, though. It really did.
All Cowboys fans across the world were just crying their balls out after that.
It was just heartbreaking.
That and Romo against Seattle, I think, is maybe the two biggest ones of the last 20 years or so.
Thanks a lot, Martin Gramatica.
Speaking of Green Bay, the news out of Green Bay, of course, today is that Jaire Alexander has been let go. And this is an old clip from a couple of years ago after a Justin Jefferson game where he performed pretty well. Alexander did versus Jefferson, and he called out Skip and Shannon.
And tell Shannon Sharp and Skip Bayless they need to, watch what they say when they talk about me. You feel me? They need to watch what they put out talking about he a good corner, great corner.
I love that, dude. Yeah. Wasn't even like they were crushing him. Like, you better watch it. He's like, dude, all they're doing is saying I'm good. Yeah. They need to watch what they're talking about.
I love that, Chip. We need some of that.
Yeah, I love it too. By the way, I don't know if you guys noticed, but Tyrese Haliburton leaving his post-game presser last night with a little bit of a limp.
Oh no!
Just something to consider as we move forward in this series. Uh-oh. I mean,
loser's limp.
Maybe it was a loser's limp, or maybe it was I tweaked something limp, I'm going to need every bit of these 2 days off to get right.
Oh gosh!
Something to monitor.
Maybe it was still we lost. It could have been a Steve Young. You know? Oh, I'm hurt.
Just milking it.
Oh yeah. That's why we lost. I'm hurt.
Yeah, we'll see how.
Oh,
we
watch
look.
This 4-3-40.
All right, what do you like to call me, Broadus? You like to call me the
fountain of misinformation.
I'd like to take you to the Texas Rangers Radio Network where Jared Sandler is piggybacking off of an old school baseball story from Matt Hicks and ball sacking all of us.
You know, what I do remember about that is just the energy and the stands of that game. You had rival fan bases chanting back and forth, throwing buns, not the sausages, but the buns of hot dogs up in the air when runs were scored. Special night.
The 0-2 high and outside to Seager. One ball, two strikes to count.
And just to be sure,
special night.
None of what I just said is true.
It's like, what? I'm listening going, what is he talking about?
He
buns without the sausages in them. They're throwing them. Like, I'm about to Google up what was this game. And then he clarified for me.
Yeah.
After Matt Hicks gave the 0-2 count.
He was doing the game.
It's just so stupid.
He's so good at doing this. He was talking about his nana. Like, I guess his wife's grandmother. Something like, and he was like, listen, Hicksy, if you allow me just a little bit of latitude here.
Yeah.
And he's like, Nana, I know you're listening. Fouled off on the first base side.
It's Nana, the best.
In a week, I'll see you. There's a pitch in the dirt. Blocked nicely by Heim. Nana, I know you love it. He just kept telling the story, but he was interweaving the game into telling Nana
brilliant
how much he loved her and was cared about her, and he'll see her in a week, and she's probably listening right now as she's driving home.
Big time Rangers fan, that Nana.
Nana.
Well, earlier today we had the legendary Mac Engel on the station, and he was with Sean and RJ. They were breaking things down with the DeBoer stuff, and he said a lot of poignant things.
He's a hockey guy.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he said a lot of stuff to ponder. None more than this.
My mom had sex with a bald eagle.
Back to you, Gavin
Thank
Dawson.
You, Chief.
All right. Way to end it. It is the G-Back Nation. You're on the fan. We're about to get to the fan after
Incredible.
Dark. The 979 says that play did work. If we ran it, Murray would have just fumbled again. Yeah, you know, I think if we're going to be worried about going in with 20 seconds on the clock, like, oh, I got to kneel it down, then working the clock with four minutes to go when you're at midfield should apply.
It's the only challenge McCarthy won the whole year.
Wow.
That was the only one he
That's
won.
Right.
The
That's
whole
son of a gun.
Year.
All right. Wasn't meant to be. Thank you, boys. It's the G-Back Nation here on the fan. We'll catch up with the fan after dark, see what they got cooking next.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. G-Bag Nation 105.3. The Fan. It's time now to find out what the Fan After Dark has planned. Fred and Blake in studio. Gentlemen, good evening.
What's cracking?
There we go. There's my mic. It's been a while since I plugged this thing in. I didn't even know if this thing still worked over here. And what do we call this? Mic 5? Mic 4?
Beat the hell out of me.
That's a good question. Obtuse mic? Either way, I'm just back to be glad with you guys.
Mic. Great to see you. A lot of Rangers baseball last week.
A lot of Rangers baseball. They won a series. Marcus Semien, even though you guys talked about it. I'm not talking about our station, but nobody else wants to talk about best hitter in baseball the last 2 weeks, man.
Yeah.
The Fred had to do was leave town.
Let's backtrack a little bit, because actually it was the St. Louis Cardinals series. And it was actually me questioning whether or not he should be DFA'd or traded that I feel sparked. I mean, look, I've gotten Donnie Ecker fired. Okay? Let's be real about that.
Nice.
I put the heat to Marcus Semien. Mm-hmm. I've questioned Adolis and
Schottenheimer. Who's next? He got the job.
And Shoddy. Okay? So I'm just saying, guys, maybe there's something to be said for, you know, shouting out unpopular sports opinions.
And you put it out there, it came together for
sometimes
us.
Sometimes you just got to put it out there, boys.
So what's in store tonight?
Let's
fire Jim Neal.
Wouldn't you like to know?
I like the sound of that.
Yeah, we'll get into a little bit of hockey talk. I mean, it's one of those things where we don't get as excited about coaching searches in hockey. It's because we just don't know who the other coaches are as much.
We don't know other names.
Is that what it comes down to? Yeah. I mean, my first thought was Scotty Bowman, right?
I mean,
that was the first guy that came to my mind. Obviously, Barry Melrose isn't in a place to be a coach right now. Mm-hmm. So, again, right now, Scotty Bowman's on the top of my list. Don't know if he's available.
I don't think he's with us anymore.
Scotty Bowman's not dead, is he?
I think he is.
Wow.
No.
I think there's David Carl at Denver. You don't like him, Fred?
I hear Neil Graham is the guy that everybody
Neil Graham with the Texas Stars.
Scotty's with us, but he's 91. He's
Ryan,
91 years old.
Ryan's trying to off of
him. I mean, look, if Biden can be president, Scotty, you don't think Biden...
He's
think,
with us?
Yeah, damn right he is. Bowman...
Yeah. But he's 91. I don't know what his health's like.
Look, I'm going to put it like this.
Still kicking.
He damn right he is. So, and here's what I'm saying about this. Gosh. So I was out with my 96-year-old grandfather this past weekend.
Can he coach hockey?
That's awesome.
No, he couldn't. But point is this. He's training for a 5K.
No.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's 100%. Incredible. No, he put me to the test. The race is like August 8th, August 9th, somewhere in there. Oh, and he's training for it now.
Hot? He's going to run it with that hot?
Davises don't play, okay? Built different, as the kids
say. Why don't you run
say.
With him and smoke cigarettes
no,
the whole
No, I might, okay? I might smoke a couple heaters, all right? You got a couple, got a Camel Crusher in Newport? I'm in, okay? So here's the deal. So I'm just saying this. If my grandfather, who, oh, by the way, cut our visit short so he could drive to the casino.
Yeah.
Because he had a poker tournament to get into. Like, literally, my son... Anytime you get a 17-year-old to, like, get excited about something that's not technology-related, like, we're sitting here at this cemetery, all the Davises that have ever been around, da-da-da, from my lineage, my son's locked in, no phone, just into it. Grandpa's like, all right, look, we got to get going, because I got a poker tournament I got to get to.
Nice. 94?
95. He'll be 96 in August. So,
that's awesome.
So
he got time to play.
Jerry's sitting there like, look, guys, he shows us the
tombstone?
The tombstone with his name on it, okay? And he's like, hey, you know, could be next week, could be a couple years. By the way, I got to get to this poker tournament.
Deuces, legend.
So he starts walking, making that walk towards the truck, like, hey, all right, guys, like, let's go. My time is limited, literally. And nice. So boom.
Wow.
You can't Grandpa's say so on boom. His way. You can't end it off with so boom. He goes to the casino.
Well, he called me today, make sure I made it home safe.
There you go.
So there you go.
So how did we get there?
I don't know.
Is it you want him to be the star?
No,
he wants the 91-year-old.
My point in all that is Scotty Bowman. Chief, fix up what I'm putting down. If he can do it, that just shows Scotty Bowman. We only need him for get a title. Careless.
So obviously thought Scotty was no longer
just
with
a year. Scotty,
get a year. We don't think Scotty could take us to a title.
No,
I don't know. He's got a good track record.
What's
did
going
he do? He for Jim?
You think he's calling out Otter after?
I think the last
five?
Time. I think the last time a Canadian team won the Stanley Cup, he might have been the coach.
There you go. Might be time.
Check that. 1993, maybe.
Let's see,
I could be wrong.
Are we
that.
All in agreement? I haven't been able to talk to you G Bag Boys.
Or it might be Guy Lafleur or somebody like that. I don't know.
What the reason? No.
Who is the coach?
Him pulling Otter is not why he got fired. Correct. We're all in agreement there. That didn't help. Right. But that's not why he got fired. Okay. Just making sure we're not.
Do we know? It was the aftermath, the way he handled it afterwards.
That didn't help either.
Guy started coaching in 1967.
Yeah.
Who? O'Bowman? Oh, Scotty B?
Skated off the bench into retirement June of 2022.
I'll tell you, we're on Thursday. I'm going to try to get Scotty on the show.
You should.
You connected like that? Looking forward to that.
I mean, what's he doing? Man,
what are you guys hoping to see the next couple of days at Cowboys minicamp? Blake?
He's probably eating granola bars. I'm excited to see Jaden Blue get some reps. That's what I want to see. I've been hearing all about Javonte Williams. Miles Sanders, cool. They're going to be here for a year. Stopgap running backs. Let me see some Jaden Blue. I already know Pickens is a dog. I know what the rest of the... I know the whole O-line is the best O-line ever. I'm aware of all that. I want to see some Jaden Blue. I don't want to hear any more about Javonte. That's Fred's guy.
Jacques Demers.
Well,
Jacques Demers.
We're having like seven different...
Brought us had something to say about Javonte last week. I saw you guys talking about that on the pod. Or somebody clip you? Somebody,
are you Javonte fan?
Guy clipped me because he said that it was shocking that Sean Payton said something shocking. I'm like... I got a hold of the guy. I'm like, what did he say that was shocking? He just said that he's a really good third down back and probably can, you know, he goes, well, it's, you know how, you know, thumbnails work.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, no, I don't.
Yeah, it's not shocking to think that Javonte might not be your workhorse running back.
That's what Sean said. I think the discussions that we had was with Vosh and I know we were talking about on our show as well. And I was just saying that Sean thinks, you know, hey, listen, he's 2 years removed from the knee surgery. Let's give him a chance there. He catches the ball well. He blocks really well. There's nothing shocking about.
No.
But that's what we've come in.
It's shocking.
It's come that way with thumbnails and stuff.
Absolutely. People, yeah. You know. You got to get them to click one way or another. Right. And there's some misleading stuff in those thumbnails for sure. I did see Jaden Blue in kick return.
Let's go.
So that could be fun.
Give Turpin a little time
electric.
Off.
Yeah. Get that top end speed out there. All right. Here comes the Fan After Dark 7-11. Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup over their master control here. 75-52. Kept the Gators down for full five once again. Woolchuck and Shia follow and brought us. And I'm Gavin Dawson. Until tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the Nation. Salute.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or mensteaclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.